If you need to know the law to advance your career in the world of risk management, but you aren't a lawyer, we can help. At Texas A&M School of Law, our Master of Legal Studies in Risk Management is designed to help non-lawyers like you navigate the complex legal and compliance issues involved in fiduciary management, corporate governance, and other heavily regulated industries. Gain the legal skills you need to advance your career from one of the most respected law schools in the nation. Visit law.tamu.edu/MLS to learn more.
Your happily ever after is waiting for you in the Chrysler Pacifica and Pacifica plug-in hybrid. With available all-wheel drive, Pacifica helps handle adverse conditions like magic. And with a plug-in hybrid, it can help your range anxiety disappear. Make your drive even more enchanted in the Chrysler Pacifica. And watch Disney's Disenchanted, now streaming only on Disney Plus, rated PG. Disney Plus subscription required. Must be 18 plus to subscribe. EPA estimated 520-mile total range with a fully charged battery. Actual mileage may vary.
Here's something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
This is our Signal Storm podcast.
My friends, over the coming days, weeks, and months, we're going to be reaching out to legal experts, legal scholars, constitutional scholars. We want to know some things. Revelations that came out last Friday and really gained steam over the weekend out of Twitter that government officials used their position and authority to steal Americans' rights should chill everyone to the bone. Chris Salcedo shows and the Salcedo Storm podcast will be investigating the history of jurisprudence in the United States. We're going to be seeking past verdicts, past remedies and punishments for government officials who violated Americans' constitutional rights and guarantees. Now, for those out there who listen to the Salcedo Storm podcast, get in touch with us. Go to chrissalcedo.com, drop us an email, drop us a voicemail. We need legal expertise. If any of you know of anybody in the legal field, constitutional scholars, somebody who's even studying, somebody who's in a school right now studying these things that may have the resources, get them in touch with us. The left wing thinks they ought to be allowed to deny their political opponents our constitutional rights. And then when they're caught, they believe they shouldn't be punished. I think we, the people, have a duty to make sure these left-wing extremists pay for what I believe is a crime and pay dearly. Let me put this another way. Government's whole reason for being is to protect our rights. Government's whole reason for being is to protect our liberties. Government's sole reason for being is to protect our freedoms. When government becomes destructive to those ends, at the very least, severe penalties must be imposed on those violators. Those revelations coming out of Twitter that I mentioned about Democrat government officials working to deny Americans their constitutional rights of free speech, in this case. This is a breach of trust. This is nothing short of a betrayal. This is a reneging on our mutual compact. For those of you who may have to explain what our mutual compact is to GovEd people, our mutual compact is the Constitution of the United States. We agree as a people, this is how we will run our country, and this is how we will relate to one another. If these violations outlined in the Twitter files are not addressed, if they are not met with strong public is key, and consequential punishment, my friends, I fear that these events are a catalyst for permanent, irreparable, and catastrophic division in this country. This cannot go unpunished. This must not go unpunished. There needs to be an accountability, and because if the vast majority of the American people say, oh, well, there are Democrats stealing my voice, stealing my rights, and they never pay a price for it. That is the number one signal to Americans that our mutual compact, the U.S. Constitution, is no longer being adhered to or being enforced. So that lends itself to the idea, is like, well, wait a minute. These people are so-called elected officials and they're supposed to have control over my life. That's when we operated under the Constitution. And since they've abandoned the Constitution, then we no longer recognize their power and authority. If our political enemies are not going to adhere to the Constitution and limits it places on government, then why are we? Millions upon millions upon millions of Americans will draw that conclusion. And we all know what comes next. The reason why we have this going on is because we have allowed government to educate our children. It is the biggest mistake this country has made. And if we want to claw back our liberties, our prosperity, and our constitutional freedoms, the place to begin is there. The 11th Secretary of Education under President Donald J. Trump, Betsy DeVos, she's up next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Does the state of the economy have your head spinning? Let American Medical Plans relieve one burden, health insurance. American Medical Plans specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays and no deductibles. You choose your doctors, you choose your hospitals. These plans have nothing to do with your income and are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. You deserve better. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Do you ever wonder what it would be like to trust that where you get your news is accurate and pro-citizen? Well, Texas Scorecard has you covered. We give you real news for real Texans. Go to TexasScorecard.com today.
Folks, I want to welcome to the program Betsy DeVos. She served as the 11th U.S. Secretary of Education under President Trump. She has been a stalwart proponent of reforming education so that parents, not the government, are in charge and that the children actually get educated rather than indoctrinated in the latest left-wing fad. Madam Secretary, welcome to the Salcedo Show.
Well, thank you, Chris. It's so great to be with you.
Now, you're coming to Texas, and I'm very curious, why are you here in my great state?
Well, I am here to help rally support for education freedom, which Texans have long awaited. Parents in Texas today need to have those choices to send their children to the place that's going to work best for them. I think there's been no better time to advance this than right now, after the last couple of years when parents have had a front row seat and have seen just how well, or in many cases, how poorly their schools have handled the pandemic and how their schools are actually handling academic issues. Many of them aren't happy with curriculums that aren't robust, or curriculums that are antithetical to their family's values, any number of reasons that they're unhappy, but they've realized just how little control they've had over their kids' education, and they want control back.
If there was a silver lining that we could point to the China virus, I think that the eye-opening that it provided the parents of the United States as to what was going on inside of GovEd was it. And they, and as you rightly point out, they were horrified by what they saw. Critical race theory, teaching of actual racism in the schools, the pushing of smut, cultural Marxism. It's all being pushed by GovEd. Vast majority of parents, as I said, were just astonished and horrified. And I think they have the right to be. You?
Absolutely. Absolutely, they have the right to be, and they have the right to be there as they are their children's first educators. They need to have the ability to decide where's the best place for their child to learn. And we've seen how poorly so many of the schools have responded to a tough situation in the pandemic, how long kids were kept out of school, how little was expected during those times, how the scores, the learning scores of kids have plummeted since mm-hmm. then, mm-hmm. how the mental health challenges have skyrocketed. And this is the time to take matters back into our own hands, the families' hands, and say, we have got to have the control over the resources for our children's education, and we need to be able to send them to the place that is going to work best for them, and that's going to match our families' values.
The Secretary of Education under President Trump, Betsy DeVos, is our guest right now here, folks. And Madam Secretary, I think it's fair to say,
Betsy, please, Chris.
I think it's fair to say that children today, they can't read, they can't write, they can't form a proper sentence structure, but they can use improper pronouns. And that seems to be the impetus inside of GovEd. I've always been of the belief if parents had the power of the purse, that none of this nonsense would be going on. Fair?
That's absolutely fair. For decades now, our children have been, the system has been like that proverbial boiling pot of water with the frog in it, mm-hmm. with people being lulled into thinking everything was just great, but we saw firsthand how everything was not great. And kids have suffered, and they are suffering today. They're in environments that are not focused on helping them do the basics of learning to read and communicate and write and do mathematics. They are getting fed all of this nonsense and garbage, and families are fed reasonably so fed up. Mm-hmm. And so this is the ideal time for Texans to demand that that parents be able to control this for their kids, not the system that has too long lulled people into thinking that everything was fine. We've seen just how not fine things are.
And contrary to what the teachers' unions say, or contrary to what the Biden administration says, you parents who are concerned about all this stuff, you are not terrorists. And Betsy DeVos, I want to talk about 22 states, because you've been pointing out about Texas, 22 states have joined the civilized world as I look at it. They've ushered in parental school choice. And sadly, Texas is part of this knuckle-dragger coalition of states completely invested in GovEd over children's education. Is there any excuse for that after we've discovered that GovEd is really a corrupting element these days as it's constructed, as just as corrupt as other elements of our government, to be honest?
No, there really isn't any excuse. And it's been interesting to see the results of elections across the country. While we didn't see the red wave that many anticipated, nor did we see a blue wave, what we did see was a school choice education freedom wave. Mm-hmm. And Texas legislators will do well to recognize this and to acknowledge that their constituents want to have these choices. They want to have this power. And as powerful as the system is, as the teachers' unions are, parents are ultimately greater in number and love their children more and are going to demand more for their children. And that is a good thing. And I hope that all of your constituents, all of your listeners, will call their legislators and urge them to do the right thing, to have the money follow the child for their child's education.
Amen to that. The Salcedo Show has been in the trenches for about 9 years now, and arguably you've been in it a lot longer than I've been. But let me go through one of the popular arguments, which I find to be a circular argument, by the way. The argument the leftists will use and the weak Republicans will use is that GovEd is fantastic. It's the greatest thing that ever existed. But if we give parents the power of the purse, they will defund GovEd. But wait a minute. Why would parents choose to take their kids out of such a great system if it's true that GovEd is this great system, then why would parents leave? In other words, isn't the truth, though, Betsy DeVos, that the system, the GovEd system, is a failure and the pushers of GovEd know it?
Absolutely. And if a parent's very happy with the school that their child is assigned to and attending, there is no reason for them to change schools. But there is every reason and every argument to allow the freedom to families that want to make that choice. Right, this argument that it's going to suddenly defund great schools is just a fallacy. Because if school was so great, nobody would leave it. Yep. If the school is not doing great, parents and kids will make those choices. And frankly, the schools they leave will ultimately get, because they will be forced to make changes they refuse to make today because they don't have any competition to force them to make those comparisons and change.
Last couple things here. Catholic school students did not see a drop in reading and math scores, according to the National Report Card, because many of these religious-based schools, they just remained open during the pandemic. Michael Deegan, the superintendent of schools for the Archdiocese of New York, said this to Newsmax about a week ago. So isn't that an indictment that once again, the folks in private school with parent accountability and parent involvement, they got it right and GovEd got it wrong?
They focused on doing what was right for kids. They figured out how to do it safely. And if Catholic schools were aggregated and considered a state, they would be the leading state in the country on the last NAEP scores because of their outstanding work in making sure that kids continued to learn.
That's fantastic. Now, how can folks bring pressure to force their politicians to return the power over their kids' education to where it actually belongs and should never have been taken, to be quite honest, into the hands of the parents? How can we bring that change in Texas?
I would urge them to call and write their state legislators, tell them that they support education freedom and that they hope their legislator will do the same, that this session in Texas is the prime opportunity to stand with parents and stand with kids and stand with the future for Texas and for our country, frankly. Because if we don't get this right, and if we don't stand with families and kids and empower them to make the right choices for them, we're going to continue to decline as a nation as our scores for our kids, the learning for our kids continues to decline across the board under a one-size-fits-all government-run top-down system that isn't working for way too many kids.
I got to tell you, lady, you have been an inspiration. When I was started talking about this kind of stuff on the radio, I felt like I was shouting at the wind, and then you came in as the education secretary for President Trump, and you started saying everything that I believed and gave voice to millions of what I look at as millions of victimized parents and children all over this country. I cannot thank you enough for your work. The 11th U.S. Secretary of Education under President Trump, Betsy DeVos, thank you for your time.
Chris, thank you so much for your time, and it's great to be in the fight for kids with you.
And that's going to wrap up this edition of the Salcedo Storm podcast. Do me a favor, kids. Visit a couple of websites for me. Number one website is TexasScorecard.com, TexasScorecard.com. That's where you find big news that impacts Texas, and big news impacting Texas will impact these United States. Also, check out ChrisSalcedo.com. Once you are there, you can drop me an email, drop me a voicemail. You can figure out how to book me for a speech to speak to your organization or your political group. That's kind of one part of our outreach, one of the services we offer on the Salcedo Show. Also, check out where to find us on AM 700 KSEV Conservative Talk Radio. There's an app for that. For morning talk radio, you can hear it all over the country. Also on television, on Newsmax TV, 4 o'clock in the afternoon until 5, Monday through Friday. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control and unconstitutional government. It's rather measured by how much power is reserved for you and me. We, the people. See ya.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky?
In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.